Hey there, brothers. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men Again. Thanks again for tuning in this week. I appreciate it each and every time you show up. This week's topic is about a word that I think I coined, or maybe somebody else did. It's called limbo land. What is limbo land to a married guy? And I say it's that feeling of nervous, shaky anxiety. It's the uncertainty of knowing where the relationship is going, what she's thinking. Does she love me? Does she love me not? What's happening, and how is this all going to end up? Limbo land is one of the biggest problems guys have because they don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to think or who to be. So in this video, first of all, the first five signs that I've noticed, the key signs or the hints that tell you that you're probably arriving into limbo land or you're squarely into it up to your neck. The first one is that phase called the I just don't know phase, where you start asking her questions about what's going on with you? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? Where are you going? Why aren't you talking to me? What's the matter, right? Those hummingbird kind of questions that I've talked about before. And the only answer you get is, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. We'll see. Stop asking me. Give me time. Give me space, which leads me to the second one. If the first one is the I don't know phase, the second clue is the I just need time or just give me space phase, where she's feeling the pressure of your certainty. You're wanting to know everything that's going on, and all you hear is, I just need more time. I just need more space. We'll see. I mean, you can't expect me to know everything, and I can't tell you what you need to know. Those are the kind of things men hear in this second sign, the second phase, which is, I just don't know. All right. And I just don't know is number one, and I need you to give me time and space is number two. The third one, the third phase is when there's almost a total silent treatment going on, except for logistics. She's totally willing to talk about the kids and who needs what and lunches and school appointments and plumbers and stuff like that. But she refuses to speak about anything related to the relationship, anything related to feelings or thoughts or anything going on between you two. And this is also characterized by a total avoidance of being alone with you, asking for date nights, going out to dinner, getting cornered alone without friends around is something she avoids all the time. She'll do social things, but she wants other people around because she doesn't want to be cornered with you, because she doesn't want to face the onslaught of questions, knowing full well that she's going to give you the I don't know, we'll see treatment. So those are the first three. I just don't know. I need you to give me time and space. And the third one is the silent treatment, refusal to speak about anything personally, just logistics. The fourth one I call the fiercely independent phase. This is where she's almost getting belligerent, arrogant, and snarky about her sense of privacy. She gets dressed in the closet. You don't see her naked anymore. She refuses to leave her phone or anything out where you could find it. She doesn't let you listen in on conversations. So she's fiercely independent and fiercely private. It doesn't necessarily mean she's hiding something. She just doesn't want to feel like she has to expose her life to somebody else. This is a phase where she is getting a life. She's thinking she hasn't had a life. She wants a life. She wants to feel a sense of freedom and independence. And she might even say something to you like, why don't you get a life? You don't need to check in with me all the time. Why don't you just go get a life of your own? You may hear that. In the fiercely independent phase, the problem here is that she's also losing accountability for where she is. She doesn't check in if she's going to be late. She doesn't do normal things that healthy partners do in a relationship, in communicating with each other and being accountable for their time away and also their duties in the household as parents. So that's number four, the fierce independent phase. And number five, I call the mixed messages phase. These can all happen at once, by the way. I don't mean they happen chronologically. They can all happen at the same time. But in the mixed messages phase, this is a weird one because she's giving you little hints that she might be moving back towards you. She might say, oh, you know, we got Christmas coming up and we had the spring break vacation. Are we still going to Disney? At the same time, she's doing all the other things I just talked about. She still talks about the future as if it's a thing, as if it's real. And you're going, wait a minute, I don't even know if I want to make vacation plans for the spring if I don't know where this is going. That's what limbo land does to you. It makes you uncertain and on your heels. She may be saying, I love you every now and then. I love you, but I just don't have those loving feelings for you. And that's a mixed message. It's wishy-washy communication, but still it's enough to give most guys just the shred of hope. Those little mixed messages that she's saying, well, let's go to your parents this weekend, and oh, maybe everything's okay. So she knows you're searching for little shreds of hope, and every now and then she'll throw one out there like, chum, when you're fishing for shark. And so these little shreds sometimes keep you clinging on. Now, let me make a point about limbo land. Limbo land, when a woman is doing the distancing, it serves her better than it does you. She has less anxiety over it. She's created a limbo land that serves her, her own sense of privacy, her need to be alone, her sense of unaccountability and freedom and independence. It serves her. She has the family, she has the house and the kids, and everything is there, everything's in order, but she also is exercising this new life she wants. So even though she knows it's driving you crazy, she has less anxiety. You have all the anxiety in limbo land, which is why you're watching this video and you're wondering, what the hell do I do in limbo land? What I want to tell you in the last part of this video is what you do in limbo land is not more of the questioning and the pressuring and the pushing and the demanding and the controlling and trying to get certainty through her. You may believe that the feelings you have of uncertainty and anxiety right now are because of her. It's all her fault and it's 100% in your hands. But the thing that guys find out when they get through this phase is that the only way through it is to live a life of your own. I don't mean get your own life and say, screw you. I'm not saying divorce her. That's one way to create certainty, right? Just give her divorce papers. I'm suggesting another way. Another way is to let go of your grip. Take a huge deep breath. Look around you and realize that you are a man who has a life beyond being her husband. And you have a life beyond being a father. You've got friends and family, and you've got men in the world who want to get to know you. You've got vitality. You've got gifts to give. You've got love and warmth and kindness. You've got connection. You've got all kinds of things going for you that at this moment you think are on hold or in limbo because of what she's doing. And I want to encourage you that the only time she may be attracted enough or calm enough or feel safe enough to talk to you about the marriage and the relationship is when she sees you letting go. I know it's counterintuitive. I say this all the time. It's counterintuitive to realize that letting go, removing the pressure, focusing on yourself, and making a declaration that if I've got 30 or 40 years to live, I'm going to start at this moment to be with people who want to be with me. I'm going to laugh with those who want to laugh with me. I'm going to hug, love, and kiss those who love me. I'm not talking about affairs. I'm just talking about your friends and family and your kids. Make sure that you own your mojo. And when you do this, you start to feel lighter. You laugh more. You actually sleep better. And believe me, this is the key to getting out of limbo land, creating your own certainty instead of waiting for her to give you permission to have certainty. Create your own certainty by becoming the man you want to be on your terms with people who want to have that with you. One of the things I said in this email that I sent out with this video was that one of the easiest places to get that is in my community, in the men's roundtable. Guys are saying things like, holy crap, I feel like this is where I belong. And this is because it's men like you and me talking honestly and openly and vulnerably and just being truthful about what it's like to be a man in limbo land and beyond. And you start to feel like you belong. You're with people who are feeling what you feel, who think what you think, and totally get you. I want to encourage you to sign up for that. Come on and get the feeling of what it's like to be connected. That's one step. Don't forget, you've got brothers, sisters, friends, families, and your kids to connect with. Even if your wife doesn't want to, show yourself that you can create certainty even when she's uncertain. Hope that helps you today, brother. Take care. We'll see you soon.